Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
If you sign up with Carson on Thanksgiving Eve, you will get the same thing that was offered a while back with another one of our advertisers, is that you will get your first week of vacation. So you'll start on vacation. when you start your job,
paid
vacation. So the first thing you do, if you get hired, if Carson hires you and on Thanksgiving Eve, your first week will be a paid vacation. So it's like you start Monday, but not really. Come the next Monday, but you're going to get paid for that. Yes. And so you can just kind of take a week to yourself. That's how Carson's kind of billing it. Take a week to yourself. Get yourself right.
But he's going to do right that. And get yourself ready.
Yeah, get ready. So that's one of the perks of coming down here on Wednesday, next Wednesday for Thanksgiving Eve, is that Carson will allow you to, if he hires you, you will get 1 week paid vacation to start off, which will be a big plus.
Any chance of a Tom and Sean Pede appearance?
They are going to be here. Yes. Carson has promised that
incredibly confident.
Yes, that Tom and we will have Sandhills Global here. Tom
probably
and Sean will be
their
here.
Finest suits. Yes,
they will be. They'll have ties on. We're not just Carson. Tell them also we're not doing a dunk tank. So they don't have to. We're not going to do
that. Summer stuff.
We're not going to have that summer stuff. We're not going to have Tom Pede on a dunk tank and us throwing softballs at a target. We're not doing that. So let them know. Just they're not going to get doused in a big.
It's a regular day.
It's a normal day.
Coffee and
donuts and talk about finance. Be great.
Is it coffee, donuts? Is that what we're settled
and
on?
More.
And more.
The chef's bringing in food.
And Worlds Collide. We have a chef coming. Worlds Collide photo booth.
Tree of Trust.
Tree of Trust. Tree of Trust. Which everyone has to fill out. Yes.
Yeah, what you're thankful for.
What you're thankful for.
And also we'll supply the sticky notes.
We'll have that. We will supply.
And safety will, and Greg will be in charge of
Laura will be here. Tree. She'll be here for doing name tags. Yes. Imagine that one. Imagine Laura. And your name?
Blitzkrieg.
Is that with a K?
So Laura will man that desk.
My name is
she'll be at a desk.
My name is Beef Tacos.
Beef Tacos. Gingis Corn is here.
I'm the blanket. Wet blanket.
W-E-T,
capital B-L-A-N-K-E-T. Wet blanket.
They should go by their screen names.
They have to go screen names. Yep. You cannot come in and go, yeah, no. Have to go screen names like that. Also, we took time over the break to watch the final scene of Napoleon Dynamite, the tetherball scene. And it might be one of the top five scenes of all movie. That was incredible.
He was playing. Napoleon's playing with his new girlfriend on tetherball, and he's whiffing it off the bat a lot. And then he gets frustrated, and starts chucking it, and it goes all the way around. And he celebrates it when he's won, even though he was terrible during it.
What an incredible tetherball!
And they said there's sprinklers in the background.
Sprinklers. Yes.
And it's perfect.
I couldn't imagine going out. Hey, at the end of the movie, we're gonna do this. Your girlfriend's gonna show up. We're gonna have a tether ball. And we're gonna shoot this. Like
I caught you a delicious bass. That's what he says to her.
It's really a heartwarming.
It's a great ending. Yeah, yeah, it's like Napoleon.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah, got himself right. If you get a chance, Google that and watch that last scene. Your day will be really good if you watch the
it
last.
It will.
Scene. It'll it's change fun. Your day if you watch the last scene of Napoleon Dynamite.
By the way, if you're expecting Bill's thrills, it was earlier today. We had Jay Terry here, Nebraska football equipment manager. Celebrating
Let's
300
recap
game.
That.
Yes.
It was quite
Bill, why did you have him on?
It's his 300th game. It's his 300th game against Penn State. His first road game ever was against Penn State, so he's traveling back to Penn State for his 300th game. So that's very exciting. He has 300-plus on there. He's a football savant, as we talked about. And we talked about his management skills, and he talks about, I mean, I wonder what if it's 20 of them like that. So he's had, what, 500? Managers come through.
I mean, under him.
I mean, it's incredible, and he has to manage all of those personalities, their work schedules, their class schedules—not their work schedule, but their class schedules. It's so much, and it's mind-boggling. I talked about what it's like when they land, they get on the plane, get off the plane, what they have to do. I mean, it is all go. How the Semite leaves early, you name it, they're doing it.
Jake, can we cut that interview out so it's available?
Rudy would get that taken care of.
That'd be nice to have that available.
I thought that was one of our. Better.
Well, we'll have a clip from that posted, and we'll have the interview itself post as well. We'll have that later on today, but we can get a clip out of that for sure.
The information that came out, one that they keep that they can now keep the trailer over at the Osborne Complex. I mean, that was news to me. I remember very vividly over the years seeing that truck, Monty Stone's truck, backing up to that gate 11. Now you don't have to do that, right?
No, Monty's got it ready to go. Yeah. And also the fact that he used to pack for 10 coaches. Now he packs for 80.
That was really interesting.
And that's normal.
Support staff.
Yeah. That'd be. They said they used to pack one trunk of stuff. Now it's like five trunks.
Is there any thought of just telling everybody you're in charge of your own clothes?
Well, once that happens, that's you're going to have something like, forgot my pants, forgot whatever. You'll have airs. And it just the way it is. So. Yeah, have you noticed the one? What was the biggest tell of the whole interview? Never was there a palms up by like, yeah, we used to have 10, now we have 80. 80 is the number, is what it is. Mm-hmm. It was never like,
we've adapted.
Oh,
right. It's no, 80 Jay's now. Not that guy.
No, he just like, no, that's just the way times change. And he went through all the changes that have come down. We didn't get a chance to even talk to him about the microphone helmets.
No.
The headset helmets.
We could have had him on.
We could have him on again for sure.
But that Jay be, Terry. Jay Terry is who we're talking about.
Yes.
He lives in Hickman.
And we feel he's number two as far as length of career in the Big Ten. Northwestern, he feels, was one.
Some guy named Curtis, he said.
Curtis at Northwestern.
Yeah.
At 30-plus years.
Oh, did he say Curtis was 30-plus?
Yes. Yep, he said at least 30 years, yeah.
Okay.
But they have a brotherhood between all of them. They all call each other. Hey, that is one time you just get along with everybody. Hey, what was it like at Purdue? Hey, just make sure when you get there, you're going to know this. This was a problem for us. Everyone's sharing things back and forth of what's going on.
And he does this job that you just take for granted all of this stuff is going to show up. But the logistics behind it, at times, I have to think are a quagmire.
Can you imagine, I didn't get a chance to ask him this one. Imagine the checklist. Oh, do you have mouthpieces? Yeah, we have 200 of them. What do we have for shoestrings?
That's what I mean.
We got this. Yeah. I mean, you have to have, it's like, oh man, imagine getting there like that. We did not bring any other mouthpieces. We need six of them today. We don't have this. We don't have this. They have numbers changing, all this different stuff.
The right cleats.
Yeah.
You know?
You name it. They have different footwear. A shoe just... The one thing we didn't get to ask him either is what is the in-game stressor? So all of a sudden, like you said, let's just say your starting quarterback, his shoe blows out. And you got to change...
that happened.
And it's during
We've
the
seen
series.
It before.
And it's during the now series. What? Now you got to change your guy's shoe within seconds because it's like... Hey, it's a tie score overtime.
I mean.
And his shoe just broke.
Right.
His helmet just broke. Whatever it is. And we got to get him back out there immediately.
Yeah.
And it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, like Nico's helmet broke in a game against Ohio State in the playoff. Do you have another helmet? Does he have another helmet?
Yeah, there's always two of those. Yeah. Really? So they have two helmets, yes.
I think about a couple of years ago, I think Michigan basketball had to play a game in their practice jerseys because there was some sort of snafu in getting their actual jerseys there.
Is that right?
Like, that's stuff you got to think about, like all the sort of things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Imagine when they're warming up, the head coach is looking at the equipment guy like this.
Like, really?
Give him one of these.
Yep. You don't want that.
You like that? You like us? You like us on national TV in our practice gear? Yeah, that
they were in their practice.
Is that
jerseys.
Fun for you? You think that's funny? You think that's fun? Go hold it, hold it. Was I supposed to do that? Was I supposed to? Imagine telling Calipari, "Hey, real quick here, I know we're playing Auburn. We don't have any of our uniforms, so we're just going to go out in our practice gear. You're cool, right? Imagine that.
That would be bad.
It'd be a bad day.
Calipari would have a snappy retort.
There'd be a retort. He'd be in his sport coat.
Right.
Have a snap. But that'd be one of these. Like I said, just the look. Look, you like this? This is fun. And the head would be down. If you're the equipment guy, just be head down.
Right.
The whole. Have you ever remember a time where in Nebraska history under Jay's watch, where you go, remember that one time what got screwed up with the equipment?
No. That's what I mean. Taken for granted.
He's like an
There's
official.
Been no snafu.
He's
nationally.
Like an official. Officials that do good come in, do the game, leave. You don't even know who they're. Don't even know they're there.
You know what happened though today?
What?
He was recognized. Yeah. Jay Terry
with a plaque.
Was recognized with a plaque. Yeah. That the stool built.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
Purchased and presented to Jay.
The savant.
On our show. He was recognized. I love that. Jay Terry.
Where's your plaque at?
It's yeah, on.
Did you bring it in tomorrow?
I can bring it in.
You know where it's at?
Yeah, it's on a table in the living room. No, I got it.
It's out.
Yeah.
Is there a little?
I put something over it. Here's what I did.
Okay.
I don't want. It looks a little like self-serving. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's a plaque.
I kind of laid something over it that just it shows the first part of it, not the second part. I just think it's a little stuff.
I'd like to put
the second part say.
And what do you mean? It didn't say something about like your grades or anything in high school or nothing. I was like,
what does it say in there?
You know what it says.
I forgot what I made it, but I forgot what it said.
It says like
Sports Writer of the Year.
Sports Writer of the Year.
What was the second part?
Congratulations to Steve Sipple.
Oh.
Yeah.
But everybody kind of knows it's your award. It's in your house.
It's true.
Well, you got it. You won it.
What did you? Oh, or does it say from the stool?
I'll have to look. I don't know.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. Like I bring.
Well, you can't tomorrow. You're gonna be gone.
You'll be gone tomorrow.
Oh, Monday.
Be back Monday.
I'll bring it in Monday. I'll remember. Well, I got the Big Fred's pizza.
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 0-3 this week.
Yeah. What's going on, Bill?
It's concerning.
Yeah. It's really concerning.
I mean, this is sort of embarrassing. We've done really well. We've tried a lot harder.
We've tried hard.
You're 36-22. It's still a really good record.
I know,
but it's been a rough
game. They've been good games. They've been. I mean, I've approved of the contest.
Okay,
it's not like Film Friday.
Yeah, and we haven't been jacking around. We tried.
No, you're trying. Yeah. Today's topic: Nebraska's first season in the Big Ten was 2011.
Okay,
they played at Penn State that year.
Okay, I remember.
So we're going back to the 2011 college football season.
Okay,
tying random things together.
Where were you?
Yeah, where were you at in 2011, Bill?
Utah State defensive coordinator.
Utah State.
Yeah. God, you are the DC. Yeah. You've been a DC at four different schools by my count.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. No, you were at Northern Arizona, right?
Correct.
At Utah State, at Nebraska. I mean, and then there's one
Rutgers.
Other. Rutgers. There you go. Four. Yeah. DC at four different schools.
If you know your 2011 college football season, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia, going for their first win of the week here on a Thursday. 2011 college football season, our topic. We have... lost Corey.
Rudy.
Corey was there.
Hey, was that Corey?
Some Corey. I don't know if it's our
Corey. Some Corey.
We have a line open for you. We'll see if who calls in here. They got scared.
Corey's not wouldn't get scared.
No, Corey would not be that scared.
Our Corey would not get scared.
Would anyone want to call in?
They're trying. We got people calling in. We're just getting a new name for me over there.
Thank you.
It happens. Okay. We got JR. Are you with us?
JR. I'm here.
Okay, JR. First question goes to you, Bill. A lifeline for Sip for one question as always. JR, what Oklahoma State wide receiver won the Fred Biletnikoff Award for the nation's top receiver in 2011?
Got it.
Was that Justin Blackman?
Yep.
Brilliant!
It was.
Good job.
Justin
Blackman. Who's that? Is that Corey?
This is JR.
Oh, JR. Good
JR
job.
JR hung up.
Good. Yeah, Corey got scared and hung up. 1-0 lead for JR.
Got scared.
First question to you, Sip.
All right, we knew that one.
What Wisconsin running back was one of two first-team All-Americans at that position in 2011?
Bill, I don't know if I need your help, but be ready. Let me think about 2011.
I've got a guess.
2011.
I got a strong guess, but who I think it is.
Hold on. I'm going to have to go to Bill. You have it 80%?
It's either that or I'm off a year. Monty Ball.
Brilliant.
Monty Ball is correct.
Monte Ball.
Oh, yes.
Really good play.
Very good. Yeah, excellent running back.
He had a big fumble in Lincoln, though, didn't he?
He did. Nebraska won that
big
game.
Big fumble right at midfield, if I remember right.
Yes, that's correct.
And Monty put the ball on the ground. It was surprising.
Back to you.
Both teams could strip it, though. Go ahead.
Back to you, JR. JR for the lead.
Strip
what,
it.
What Houston?
Strip it good.
What Houston quarterback led the country in passing yards, touchdowns, completions, and attempts in 2011? Houston quarterback, all the passing leaders.
Case Keenum.
Jeez.
Brilliant.
This guy's like a...
Right,
yeah,
JR's tough.
This is another Jay Terry. We have a savant.
JR, how old are you? JR, how old are you?
I'll be 37 next month.
Right in the wheelhouse.
Where are you calling in from right now?
I'm driving to work, but I'm from Milford.
From Milford. Okay, nice area.
All right.
We have listeners in Milford. Yes, thank you, JR.
This is for the tie, and you cannot use Bill because he already helped you out. What Boston College linebacker won the Bronco Nagurski Award in 2011 and was a first-team All-American in 2011?
No.
Also a first round.
Can I give him some more information?
Also a first round draft pick. No, you cannot give more information.
I can't.
You've
give
already, him. You've already helped him out.
Can I tell him where he played at in the NFL?
No.
No.
Nope. JR says no.
JR, I appreciate you weighing in. I should know this.
He's very good.
Can I give him anything? What rhymes with his first name?
Nope. Definitely can't.
What about last name?
Nope.
That'd be harder.
I was last name.
It'd be harder. First name's not as hard.
5 seconds. Bye.
Was the name Lynch?
Lynch is the guess.
No.
Luke. Luke Kuechly is the answer. Got it.
For 0-4.
Looks like Kuechly, but it's Kuechly.
Kuechly.
He was really good with the Panthers.
He was.
Retired early with the Panthers.
It's legit.
Also.
Should have known it. Remember, sometimes you guys, you portray my job inaccurately. I cover Nebraska football. I don't cover college football.
JR, congrats. Nebraska. You win Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road, JR.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Sip. Hey, I'm just one of those breakers that Sip calls a player. I got one thing to say to you. Shut up, Sip.
Wow. Right, we get the rhyme going. Yeah,
hey,
that
was, hey.
That's very important to me.
Thank you.
Four Hayes.
Thank you, JR.
Dang, JR.
JR from stuff. Milford. Like driving that. Around, heading to work. Yeah. Hey, you're probably late, though.
That's okay.
Sorry, you're probably late to work. We'll send you a note.
So let's rewind this. Could you have had Monte Ball if you thought about it more?
I don't think I would have got
Who were you
it.
Going for? Well, Melvin
I was
Gordon?
Thinking Gordon. I had Gordon on my mind.
He was 2014. Yeah. He was there in 2012.
I would have needed a couple more minutes to get Monte Ball. Bill got it, so that's good.
So think about this. At one time, they had Monte Ball. They had James White, who should have been the MVP of a Super Bowl for 8 years. I think he won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third team running back was Melvin Gordon, and then Corey Clement came also.
He did.
Who also
Clement was after them.
That was their 4 running backs in a row.
Yeah, they went. When
Melvin Gordon went off on the fly sweep game against in the Big Ten championship
against Nebraska,
he was the third running back.
I remember
the third guy on the team.
Yeah,
was him.
James White was interesting because he was just kind of a little.
Guy. I don't believe James White ever started a game. I think he rushed for like 5,000 yards.
Yeah, he's always a backup.
He reminded me of like Greenwood.
Yeah.
He was like Greenwood.
He would just, and I tell you what, because I got to coach him. He was remarkable.
Was he?
Oh, that's the reason why he went to the Patriots. He just did everything right. He was like a Belichick
kind of a
type
littler guy, though.
Oh,
right?
Oh, small guy. Yeah, absolutely. Oh God, was he a dude? Yeah, great person too.
Yeah, 70 points against Nebraska in the.
Yeah, I remember
title
Jake.
Game. All three of those guys had great games. I mean, they all had
it's
a lot
horrifying
of touchdowns.
Time. Bill, it was horrifying.
They weren't a threat to pass at all. I mean, they had Kurt Phillips, who was a backup quarterback, starting that game, and they just ran forever and ever.
Felt bad for that staff. It was and the kids. I mean, it was terrible. They were down some linemen. They were down some linemen.
70-31. Never forget.
Jason.
I was there. I was
Jake,
calling the game.
Jake, don't put anything out on Twitter. Let that one go.
I called the,
just
I
let it go.
Called the game for KRNU College Jake, radio station.
Jake was calling it. Imagine his face during the game of that.
I tried to keep it cool. I remember for that one. Didn't show disappointment.
No, he didn't keep it cool.
When we come back, hour 3, is it possible the best hire of this cycle was already made before the season's even over? That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.